Alright everyone, it's the Grimlord here, and this is Grimm's Comics Corner. We are back with the Inkle, so let's get started. Anima, Inkle, answer me. We don't have to ask nothing from no one. We already won. The Inkle mutated us into this new form. Go ahead, fight that pansy. Disintegrate it. We have superpowers now. Are you sure? Absolutely. Gripped by a murderous rage, John DeFool launches himself at the monster's head. Yeah! Filthy nightmare, I'll destroy you! Huh? What? These webs? I can't break free! No! Inkle, I'm begging you, have pity! Help me! I'm yours! Well done, John. I was getting worried. Vroom! John, look! The monster is changing! A metamorphosis takes place before John DeFool's stunned eyes. It's opening. Inkle, what should I do?
Do not fear. Go to the center of the flower.
To the center of the flower? The remains of the giant flower wheezes, cracks, then opens. The black Inkle is there. Take it.
Phew, it stinks. The black Inkle, I see it in the middle of the rose.
Moments later, in the center of the techno temple,
Srock! Mother Darkness, I can't believe it! They've defeated the Cardio Claw! The Black Inkle is lost! The end is upon us!
Out of the way, coming through! Your Supreme Highness, there's been a disaster! Techno City has just been destroyed! What's that, my good Cabos? How am I supposed to enjoy myself with one crisis after another? What a pain in the ass! Riots! Plots, Berg assaults, spies, the Techno City destroyed. And that John DeFool is still on the loose. If I don't do something, I'll end up losing my good looks. But what can I do? What? Your Supreme Highness, I... Broom! Call the Empress, Your Supreme Highness. Call upon that perfectly realized being, the Master Mistress of the Human Empire. Call that? Meanwhile, far away in the frozen loneliness of the blizzard-swept ice plains. We were so close. The planet would have been ours, the sun, the galaxy, the universe, our sacred union with the darkness.
What? It's him, and he's alive. He is responsible for this misery. We lost everything because of you. Die!
Oh, struck!
The Techno Pope!
John DeFool? This is incredible. I've waited 10,000 years for you. I've dreamt of you 10,000 times. What is your name?
Anima.
When will I see you again?
You idiot! Never! You chump! You gave her the black Inkle, just like that! A precious treasure that nearly cost us our lives!
You heartless monster! You let Anima get away! Now we might as well just lie down and die, broken-hearted!
Give me back my Inkle, bitch! My beloved! Come back! Don't leave me alone! Come back! Oops! Groot! No! Poor old Depot. So that's where you were.
Groot!
Yes, I was right here.
Holy concrete, John, I think we actually survived again.
I'll take you back inside where there's shelter. You're not hurt? Nothing's broken?
I'm okay. I just need to clean this mud off.
She saved us. She's the one.
John! Behind you!
What is it now?
I am the Meta Baron, and I have been sent to kill John DeFool. To be continued.
Depressive class struggle.
Meanwhile, the rebels are plotting something, boss, and his Supreme Highness can't decide if he should call the Emperoress.
Are you ready for the nucleo tactical?
Ready.
Okay, fire! Everything's shaking. Activate the gyroscopes.
Kaboom!
Damn them! They used a nucleo! They violated the treaty!
Victory! We breached the hall! Attack! Keep filming, for God's sakes! For Amok!
Dear telefriends, today we bear witness to some truly spectacular carnage. A million rioters are rushing the gaping hole that the nuclear blast has ripped inside of the Flying Palace. Why don't we take the palace back up? Impossible. That damn bomb damaged our stabilizers. Onward for the blue Centaurus! Ionis phalanxes, follow me! Holy mother, everything's going according to plan. Don't let them catch their breath. Get a tighter shot of the bombing. Give them some tears. Don't forget the fake burns. Dear telefriends, you're lucky to be safe and snug in your conapts as you watch this incredibly massive riot on your holovids. But out here, men are fighting for their freedom, for their right to rise to the surface, for their right to free SPV, and even for their right to riot. Now let's go to a direct broadcast of our rioters' attempt to take the presidential palace. The broadcast will, of course, include several advertising pop-ups from our sponsors. Long live the Aristos! Criminals! Bastards! Scum! Yo! Oh! What do you want to do with these Aristo prisoners, boss? Cut off their heads in the name of the Polyfinalist Front! Hey, Andrabeer, why don't we send in some more troops from this side? No, Amok holds that sector. We should go... Well, it's Amok. Amok holds that sector. We should go in from the hospital incubator sector instead. Cybo cops to the presidential pal... To the pres... Come in! Report your status! No luck. The Cybo cops connection is dead. By my hump, look! There's a red alert on every screen! By the all-powerful! The vermin have destroyed the shields and the laser batteries! They're coming in! Launch the grapple lines! They're using techno equipment! We've been betrayed! Alert his Supreme Highness! The situation is beyond critical! We'll have to use the hyper halo, but it'll be horrific! What's that glowing disc spinning down from the base? Shit, the hyper halo! We're dead! Get back! Run! No, keep going! Amok is prepared for this! Amok soldiers, prepare for battle! Activate your personal inverters! Are the generators ready? Yes, Wolfhead. The techno machines are in position. Shit, my inverter! Help! What is that thing? It's Kruf! He dropped his inverter! The halo got him! It's horrible! Keep your inverters up! Suddenly, the enormous polarity inversion generators kick into action! Meanwhile, near the top of the Flying Palace. Ha ha ha! Hee hee! You're tickling me! Another drink! Ha ha! Another! Let's smoke this grass! Let's snort this powder! This dragonfly souffle is sublime! Perfect! Oh, the killings on Holovid right now are absolutely divine! If riots didn't exist, we'd have to invent them! Your Supreme Highness! The rebels have defeated the Halo! Who told you to interrupt my tea party, dog? Move your fat ass, pig, and warn the Emp! Ooh! Sacrilege! He threw something on the table! Brrr! Glug! The Halo sickness! Ugh! Ugh! That insolent hunchback is flying! Hee hee! How funny! Damn! The royal transmitter is ringing! Triple damn! His Her Highness, the Empress, is calling me! She's demanding my presence! Meanwhile... Well, they've really done it now. They hit the palace with a nucleo. A page is turned. It won't be easy to get in there. But I have to bring these bodes back to that crazy bitch from Amok! Let's see what my scanners say. An opening, just big enough to slip through! It's insane. The rebels shouldn't have been able to reach this part of the palace. This way, Your Supreme Highness. You'll be safe behind this airlock. Hurry, Your Supreme Highness. The hypertransmitter is this way. Clack! Ting! Who knows how long this airlock will hold? He's barricaded himself in. He's escaping. Get the explosives and lasers. We're gonna lynch that clone bastard. Emperoress. Yeah, that's a pain in the butt to say. Inside Amok's secret lair. I won! Soon I will rule this city, this planet, and then who knows? That puppet president is powerless as his... Bleh, let's try that one again, guys. That puppet president is powerless in his flying castle, and soon my rebel pawns will bow at my feet. And now I have the luminous ankle. All I have to do is reunite it with that moronic techno-pope's black ankle, and my power will know no bounds. Life signs are totally flat, sir. The man is dead, Holy Mother. Too bad. Wolfhead will miss out on his revenge. Open the body immediately. Stop! First, Amok must respect our agreement. Give me my son, Saloon. Or is it Solene? You still haven't breached that damn door? Nobody is penetrating the Imperial alloy. The metal is heating up, but it's still holding. They'll find a way. At least his Supreme Highness is finally talking to the Emperoress. Idiot! You fool! This miserable sector of the galaxy has always been the shame of the Empire, and now, because of you, you pig, it's turned into a door, a wide-open door for the dark horrors, the intracosmic forces of putrefaction and destruction. What do you have to say for yourself? I acknowledge all my faults. Your mega-holiness is right 1,000 times over, but hurry! What should I do? Tell me before the rebels break through the door and lynch me! Let the ultrasonic bazooka through. It'll open this damn door. Wow, the ultrasonic bazooka. Impotent worm! You'll listen to me until I'm done. You're right. You need to do something. But first, think about the harm you've caused with your infinite foolishness. First, the Berg Armada finally decided to attack the Empire. We detected its hyperspatial flight only once. Its emergence into normal space was already a near certainty. It was 1/3 of a light year from your solar system. Coincidence? We think not. We watched the destruction of your techno city. We watched the riots, but there's worse. Major disturbances in your sun's corona, sunspots, and unusually violent eruptions. We believe they have been caused by a strange object that has been placed in a solar orbit. How? Why? Who launched it? How do we destroy it? That's what you have to find out. But do not fear. I will give you the means. Wait. Something is happening that I don't understand. I feel an unfamiliar energy in your sector. A developing consciousness superior to our own. He, she feels the ankle. Another riot show. This is getting boring. The bazooka isn't working. Bring in some antimatter bombs. No, it isn't, Ned. It's really interesting. They're trying to lynch the president now. Meanwhile, in the Conaps. That wolf head's hysterical. I wonder if I was supposed to read that. That seems weird, the way that was translated. Give him to you? Never. First of all, he's not your real son, and you know it. Besides, he's a monster. Solene. Once his power is fully developed, he'll get in my way sooner or later. So you understand, my only alternative is to kill you. Guards! Kill the Metabaron! Kill Solene! Slice open that corpse! That's probably Saloon. Because it's a male. Solene would probably be for a female. Stuff! Stiff! Stoof! The Imperial fleet is on its way to wipe out the Bergs and the mysterious Black Egg. This is the end of the long period of universal peace. We are now entering our first intergalactic war. Now listen, this is what you're going to do. Soon after, boom! Attack! Watch out for the hunchbacks! Die! Arrgh! This way! It's the only place he could be hiding! The bastard, he killed himself before we could get him! The president! Dead! Let's gut his carcass. Quiet, there's something here. Something I don't like. Dear telefriends, you may be snug as a bug in your Conab's rug, but here's a moment of great suspense. Wolfhead's nose is pointing every which way. He smells trouble. Suddenly, at last, vermin! A trap! Run for your lives! Ha ha ha! Vermin for me to exterminate! At that very moment, deep in the city shaft, the necrodroid, the legendary invincible killing machine. So this is the ultimate presidential clone. Hide in your Conabs, dear telefriends, if you want to stay safe. Incredible!
He's getting away! Stop, stop, room! Hey, where's the brat?
I had him a second ago.
There! I've been betrayed! John DeFool is alive! Killed him! Every exit is sealed! There's no escape!
John DeFool, it's time to prove that the Inkle has truly mutated your bio system.
But Father, what can we do against an army?
We can fight them, and perhaps we can win. Perhaps. Meanwhile, kill, kill! I've already exterminated over 100,000! Soon every rebel will be dead! Ah, 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 then I'll take care of the Inkle! I can feel it moving down there. Ah, 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 this new body doesn't lack sensuality after all!
Holy Mother! Holy Mother, all is lost! They've unleashed the Necrodroid!
The Necrodroid?
The Necrodroid! How dare they release that abomination! They've begun a reign of terror for this world. As for me, I must accept my failure. What happened to the Amok guards? They met 3 warriors. But we still got 1 card left to play. John DeFool, you should have both of the Inkles in your possession. Here's what we're going to do.
I don't have the Black Inkle anymore.
What? Where is it?
Her name is Anima.
Her?
I thought so.
Nice move.
So, I have no choice now.
Anima, my mother, at last.
Anima, the Rat Queen.
I gave it to a woman.
Gave it to a woman?
So?
Without the Black Inkle, your Illuminous Inkle is powerless against the Necrodroid.
If you want to live, there's only one option. We join forces and run. Follow me.
We're moving further away from the surface?
Our salvation lies below.
Hey, the ground is shaking.
But there's nothing this deep except the acid lake.
So everyone believes.
Watch out for falling rocks!
In truth, there is a vast world at the center of the planet, beneath the acid lake. The great crystal caverns, Pyramid Island. Anima and I came from this secret world.
Are you sisters, then?
Perceptive, yes, we are.
We are also the guardians of the 2 Inkles. But darkness lured me down another path. I stole the Black Inkle and came to the surface to gain power.
I exchanged the Black Inkle, for techno-techno-science. I tried to get the Luminous Inkle, but John DeFool got in my way. He was the fatal interference that led to this war.
Amok's secret bunker.
I thought I could win, but ultimately I failed. Now I have to return below, whatever the cost.
The 2 Inkles must be reunited. Look! That's the Necrodroid. It's destroying our army single-handedly.
Are you there, my faithful servants?
Who goes there?
It is I,
Tanata.
Holy Mother, look out.
Scroom! The roof is caving in.
Croot!
The collapse opened the wall. There, the acid lake and the metacraft. My poor servants.
All is not lost. There's another entrance to my world on the other side of the lake.
There's Depot. John DeFool, I was starting to worry. A bunch of rocks fell on my metacraft. It really shook me up.
Damn, the engine is ruined.
Help me push. With no engine?
We'll fire magnetic grappling hooks into the superstructure, then pull ourselves across.
Soon.
It's working. We'll be on the other side in less than 10 minutes.
It'll be close. The Necrodroid could show up at any second.
Faster!
Damn it. The acid is eating away at the Metacraft's hull.
That's not all. I feel a current pulling us.
Impossible. The acid lake doesn't have.
Look over there! A whirlpool! There's no way to fight it.
This time.
There's nothing we can do. The current is too strong.
This time we're doomed. Crude!
This is awful!
Inkle?
Inkle, don't abandon me! Inkle!
End of the Luminous Inkle. John DeFool continues his whirlwind adventures in What Lies Beneath.
That was action-packed, but we're not done yet.
I think the Inkles really abandoned me this time. We're dead!
This whirlpool has to lead somewhere. It's a huge underground river.
I just hope the ship can withstand the acid. Hold on tight. We can use each other for leverage. I think we're near the end. I recognize that light. It's coming from the hidden world. We made it. I wouldn't be so sure of that. Now what? This is it. We're going to crash. Garbage as far as the eye can see. This is no time to admire the view. Look out. We're going to crash. Baloof. Ugh. It stinks. Phew. Ah, a rat! A goddamn filthy rat! Grr! Huh? Ah! Oh no! Oh no! Holy shit! Where can I hide? There's garbage everywhere! Come on, you bastards! No, John, use the inkle! It's our only chance! Inkle! 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 I think they've stopped growing. There are millions of them. What are they waiting for?
Ugh, they won't touch a hair on her head. They're parting?
Let me pass my subjects. I am Anima, queen of the rats. They're retreating.
Anima? Here? Well, if you can control these monsters, then call them off!
Wake up, open your eyes. These are psycho rats. The more you fear them, the more they grow and multiply. Empty your minds. Let go of your fear and violence. It's her, the mother I never knew.
An empty mind, of course.
Stop growling, Wolfhead.
Ugh, cats and rats call to my wild side.
Make your mind as empty as that hole in your ear.
That's John DeFool's work. I should kill him with my bare hands.
Holy concrete, John will never get out of this one, unless... There! That's him! John DeFool! Depot, the Inkle told me of the secret of the Psycho Rats! Anima, I have found you at last!
John DeFool? Alive!
Hurry! We're in danger! Climb on behind me! I've stabilized these three Psycho Rats. They'll carry us across the garbage plains. Holy Mother! Holy Mother! Wake up! She never even looked at me.
What a sight! Garbage as far as the eye can see!
Yes, but it's the only way to get to the true heart of the planet.
Detection confirmed. They're down there, at the bottom of that acid whirlpool. Ha ha ha! They won't get away from me!
Through the filth.
Ugh, what a stench! The city's garbage must have been piling up here for millennia.
Men have destroyed the heart of the planet. It's true. Long ago, this place was paradise.
Watch out for those bubbles. It's subterranean fermentation.
Huh? Flying leeches! Run! Keep your eyes open. Garbage eaters rule this area. Gorgo the Fowl is their leader, and we're sworn enemies. Anima, the light of center Earth seems to be coming from that shining ball. That's where we're going. To the interior sun.
Anima, what is that rod crossing through it?
Those are the cords that feed the plasmatic envelope. They're also used as airlock entries, and as I...
Ooh! Anima, what happened?
The signal! This whirlpool leads to the mythical lands of Center Earth. I feel a powerful telepathic probe.
Dear telefriends, this is...
Oh, excuse me. That's the wrong voice. Let's redo that. This whirlpool leads to the mythical lands of Center Earth. I feel a powerful telepathic probe. Dear telefriends, this is fantastic. Here we are with all channels plugged into the presidential data feed.
It's the Necrodroid. It's entered the whirlpool. John DeFool, come to me quickly. The Holy Mother is still unconscious. We have to help her.
Later, Wolfhead. Right now, we're all in danger from the Necrodroid. Those two will need to focus to take care of it.
The united power of our two Inkles will close the acid whirlpool on the Necrodroid, despite its psychic resistance.
All right, let's concentrate on calling the Inkle. Ah, my force field! Annihilated! The whirlpool is closing in! The acid is eating away at my shield! I can't go back! The only way out is the bottom! Anima!
What?
What's happening? It looks like a storm is brewing. We destroyed the necrodroid. No, John. Not destroyed. Just delayed. But hurry. The Metabaron is right. The energy we raised caused this garbage storm. Come quickly. We can find shelter this way. I sent the bird to look for shelter. There's Depot. He must have found something. There's shelter in an old storage container right over this hill. That should do the trick. Ouch, the wind is picking up pieces of metal. It's no five Nova Hotel, but at least it's shelter. Leave the psycho rats, they love garbage storms. Time passes, the storm rages, and clouds of trash beat furiously against the metal walls. What a smell, and what a racket. We'd suffocate if we were outside. We'd be torn to bits. So we have to go inside the sun, but it is the soul of this world. The secret vessel that... Come, look, hurry! She opened her eyes. She's trying to speak, but she can't. Is there anything we can do to save the Holy Mother? Please, use your powers. I am. Wait, the life force is blocked right here, in her neck. A broken vertebrae. Anima, let's unite the power of our two ankles. We can't leave her like this. I'll take her right side and drain the pain. You take the left side and give her the strength to rebuild herself.
Meanwhile, in your Conaps, snug and cozy, comfortable, and direct from the presidential antenna, you can travel through the mythical lands of Center Earth. Watch the Necrodroid capture and exterminate the last of the rebels, the famous sextet. Mystery, adventure, the enforcement of justice, like
Look, her hand is moving. Holy Mother, I didn't ask you to heal me. Leave me alone.
Ungrateful.
Anima, I'm not a guardian of the Inkle anymore. You know there's nothing you can do for me. Let's get some sleep. We're in Gorgo, the Fowl's territory, and we're going to need all of our strength soon.
Time is wasting and the storm is churning up immense clouds of filth. Nothing will stop me. Dear telefriends, let's leave the garbage storm briefly and go to our game show. Who wants to execute a rebel?
I like the acid whirlpool scene. We're the best at making garbage. And the mythical lands of Center Earth. Who would have believed it?
How long was I asleep? The storm has died down. Saloon, where is Saloon? Saloon, where are you?
Over here, Father. This is the first time I've ever seen you cry, my son. And I think I know why.
It's her, isn't it?
She didn't even look at me. She's my mother. You're my father. And nothing. Why did she abandon us?
She watches over us, Saloon. She's the one who opened the whirlpool in the Acid Lake.
She doesn't love us.
Saloon. We're in great danger. She has to act like a warrior.
I'm not afraid to die. But I want to know the truth.
What do you mean?
Father, I am your spiritual son, and I sense something. Danger.
I know. Their bows are taut. Their arrows ready to fly. Get ready to jump. The garbage eaters are attacking. Hurry! We have to warn the others.
Attack! Evil pink skin witch! You're trapped, Anima, like one of your stinking rats! Throw the slime ropes!
The container, it's moving!
Damn it, she's trying to use her witchcraft to escape! We've got them! No, it's still moving! Hang on! Bring in some anchor stakes! The slime is giving! Too late! Shoot them, you losers!
Later.
It's quiet. I think they finally gave up. Open the hatch so we can see where we are.
So, now what do we do?
Quiet, Wolf's Head. You know those two have to concentrate to keep us levitated.
I feel seasick.
Oh, look at that! There's a tower at the base of the beam.
The interior sun! It's true. I can feel it beating. We're heading straight for the base of the tower.
Die!
That's enough, you! Tuck!
Ah! You dirty pink-skinned bastards!
Dear telefriends, what a sight, this tower, this strange sun, these mythical lands of I've got them now. Center Earth, what a great presidential hunt, what a...
Is this it? This is it. Stay together and follow me. If you get lost, you'll be lost forever. A labyrinth. Now I get it. The door to the interior sun is at the center. Soon. They're inside there. My sensors are never... Excuse me.
They're inside there. My sensors are never wrong. A labyrinth. Ha! The necrodroid doesn't have time to waste on children's games. They're heading for the center. I'll beat them there. Behold the power of the necrodroid. No obstacle can stop him.
We've been walking in circles for an hour now. Are you sure that... Quiet. Anima knows the way better than anyone. So Saloon is Anima's son, and you're his father. But how is it possible, with her here in the heart of the planet and you up there?
You were eavesdropping on our conversation before the attack?
There's a guy who never found the way out. This way. Hurry. There's still a long way to go.
I suppose the Inkle has enhanced your hearing, too?
Well, I didn't mean to overhear your secret.
It's not a secret anymore. Anima was never my wife, and Saloon is not my son. Genetically speaking, at least. I love him like my own child. It all began about 12 years ago. One night, in the heart of my supposedly impenetrable metabunker, a woman appeared. It was Anima. Right away, it felt like I'd known her... It felt like I'd known her face since the beginning of time.
Take this child and be his protector, his teacher, his father. His name is Saloon, and he has the heart of the perfect androgen. He will be a great warrior.
I used to bring death. Now I will watch over life. We will wait, Anima. But come back. Come back soon. Don't leave me, Anima. I, the merciless killer, was suddenly like a young knight, sighing for his beloved princess. She disappeared as mysteriously as she'd come. And we've heard nothing from her since.
It's as if your arrival set all of this into motion. It certainly seems to be full of ramifications. This is it, the central chamber. Here's the door, the source of the beam that leads to the interior sun. Get in a circle. The Guardian is going to contact me. The Guardian says the key that will open the interior sun's door is a peaceful heart. The Guardian says, transmit interrupted. The key is not unified.
Doom!
What's that noise? The necrodroid is coming closer. Hurry!
Droom!
We have to be at peace, like Anima says. Quickly! The Guardian says Saloon must make peace with Anima. Tanata must make peace with Anima. It's probably Tanata. Tanata must make peace with Anima. Wolfhead must make peace with John DeFool. My insane quest for power brought only strife to the surface. Now I have to choose between making a final alliance with darkness and making peace. I choose peace, Anima. Mother, my heart was filled with bitterness. I wept. Saloon, my beloved son, do not be unhappy. I read clearly in your heart. Though you don't know it, your heart believes and forgives. There is no point in asking for peace. You are peace.
This is the last wall. I feel it. They are here, right behind it.
So, Wolfhound, you beast, are you going to get us all massacred over one little hole in your ear?
Ugh, miserable Class R detective. Make peace with this. Damn it, son of a bitch, I'll tear him to bits, I'll... No, I can't. John DeFool, I'm so sorry.
Suddenly, a beam of light burst from the pentacle, lifting the seven companions towards the tiny star, the interior sun of the mythical lands of Center Earth.
Too late, dear telefriends! The rebels have once again escaped the unstoppable force of presidential justice! Damn it!
Okay. The Golden Planet. This is where we're gonna leave off.
Wow, this has gotten really interesting, and I've definitely enjoyed it.
Stay tuned, guys, in September for more Inkle.